Let's go to Oklahoma now, where most teachers are headed back into school today. A strike shuttered classrooms across the state for 9 days as teachers protested low wages and cuts in education spending. Some teachers are still planning to protest today, but the state's teachers union officially called for an end to the walkout Thursday after lawmakers passed a tax increase giving teachers a $6,000 raise and a boost to the education budget of about $50 million. The Oklahoma Education Association is the union in Oklahoma, and they'd been asking for a $10,000 raise and an additional $200 million for education spending. Well, the union didn't get everything they asked for here, but it's not the first time teachers have gone on strike in Oklahoma. In 1990, teachers won a $6,000 raise after 4 days of strikes. Radon Musgrove has taught early childhood education in Tulsa, Oklahoma for 31 years. She joined that strike nearly 30 years ago, and she's headed back to school today after protesting in this one as well. Radon, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Well, we'll talk about 30 years ago in just a moment, Radon. You were one of the teachers who marched 110 miles from Tulsa to Oklahoma City as part of demonstrations last week. What drove you to take such a long walk?
Well, when I heard that they were going to do something so momentous, I guess, I just felt like it was something that I needed to do to prove how important this was to me. It just hit me that this was a great thing and maybe it would change some people's minds, and so I decided to do it.
Well, Radon, you're headed back to school with many teachers in Oklahoma. Some of your colleagues aren't going back to school, as you know. Do you feel like you've gotten at least the makings of a good deal here? How do you feel about the way this is turning out?
I have mixed feelings, I guess. I wish that we would not have gone back, or I understand the pressures that the superintendent or, and then I know that OEA took a vote and that said the majority of the members wanted to go back. But after 1990, I'm just afraid that things will not go forward. But I do feel like there's a lot more momentum behind the movement now than there was then.
Well, you're one of the few teachers in Oklahoma with experience on both of these protest lines. Take us back to 1990, all those years ago. Why did you go on strike back then?
Well, back then it was similar. We had overcrowding in the classrooms and the underfunding. And so House Bill 1017 that passed then, it regulated 20 to a classroom, and then kindergarten got an aide. And at that time, I was teaching kindergarten. And then it was also, you know, more funding put forward. And that helped for a while, but it seemed like that was all that happened then. But they were willing to work with us more, the legislators, and we were off 4 days and then marched on the Capitol, and in that one day we got that bill passed.
Well, Radon, there was no social media back then. What was it like, the environment? Was it anything like the national response to the strike that we're seeing today?
Like you said, it was a much smaller scale. And there, I want to say there were probably 20 to 25,000 teachers there that day. But like you said, it was nothing like it was today. I think that obviously social media has helped things, but this time it's just, and I believe it's from the top down as far as what's going on in Washington and everything, is that they weren't as willing to work with us. And there was a lot of mansplaining going on and treating us like we didn't really know the law, and it was just a kind of more of a condescending attitude this time than it was in 1990.
You know, you sort of questioned, Radon, whether anything has really changed after that strike in 1990. I saw a figure saying that Oklahoma teachers' pay ranked 48th back then. Today it's 47th, which doesn't suggest a whole lot of progress.
Right, right. I think back then, actually, too, there again, we were more concerned about funding education and our students. And now, you know, we would like to not have to go check to check or worry or just barely survive. I mean, that's kind of what I'm just paycheck to paycheck. And I would like more pay. But at this point, we look at the bigger picture in Oklahoma is that we are educating all of our teachers to go to Texas or Arkansas, where they can walk in the door and make $10,000, $15,000 more a year. But education system in the state is imploding, and I don't understand why the people at the Capitol can't see that. And, you know, we're really concerned about keeping good educators in Oklahoma for our children. Besides everything else, I don't, you know, our border towns in Oklahoma are really suffering because people can go 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away, and make so much more money. So their teacher situation there is really, really bad.
Well, Radon, teachers here got a $6,000 pay raise on average, an increase in the education budget of about $50 million. But I have to say, as I listen to you talk about the history of this, you don't sound like a person who's terribly confident that this is going anywhere positive.
Well, I think that it's a start, but unless it's put into law that they have to work with this on year two and three, that it will be the same thing all over again. The great positive thing that has come out of this is I know on the first day that 458 people filed for office. And so if they're not going to pass the bills that we need, then we need to get them out of office. So I do feel like that's a huge positive right there. You know, I'm optimistic, but yet I am cautious too. And I think the tide is changing, thank goodness, and through the people running for office, and it'll take a little bit longer, but we have some other things up our sleeves, so hopefully we'll see some of this come into play. I think I'm a pretty sensible person, and like a lot of people out there, we just don't understand why they don't see why funding education is so important for any type of growth in your state.
Radon Musgrove, early childhood education teacher in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ms. Musgrove, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.